Welcome to our Prayer Bros broadcast. Hey guys, welcome to our first episode of our Prayer Bros podcast. I hope you're doing well. I hope you have a wonderful day. And now we are thanking God for this new day and this new opportunity that we are able to share God's goodness and stories about God's faithfulness aton nga lives, no? So again, this is our episode 1. And before anything else, let me introduce myself. My name is Joe and welcome sa aton nga Prayer Bros podcast. So today, what we're gonna talk about on our first episode is about devotion. No? I believe nga in a pinaka-basic, one of the very basic nga things that a believer should do. So what is devotion actually? So to start, devotion means religious fervor or intensity. Okay, so it can also be defined as an act of prayer or worship. This is according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, or an act of dedicating something to a cause, enterprise, or activity. So if you are dedicated to something, say for example, you are devoted to your craft, or if you love art, you love painting. So what you usually do is you spend time, effort, practicing and perfecting your craft, right? So that you may be good, maybe the best that you can be. So that is how we define devotion. So, and the intensity that you pour out in your passion about art is something that we can call devotion because you're devoted to your art. So our scripture para sa atong episode subong is found in Romans chapter 14 verse 8, where it says, "For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's." So basically, we're just saying that everything that we do is for the Lord, whether we live or we die. So we as Christians, we often use the term devotion to speak about a special time set aside to focus on God each day, right? So maybe we spend 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 2-3 hours, or maybe more. And the fact that we are referring to this special time that we set aside to spend time with God, to read the Bible, to pray, this is what we call our devotional time. And in 1906, William Seymour, if you have heard of this name, he was the key person of the Azusa Street Revival in 1906. And in a documentary, it says that he was spending 6 hours a day. Wow, imagine that, 6 hours a day. So you have 24 hours a day, and this guy, William Seymour, was spending 6 hours a day para lang sa iyang devotional time to pray, right? Just to pray. So what is this saying to us? It means that we should be becoming closer to God, our intimacy with God. So we as Christians, we need to develop that kind of intimacy. We are intimate with our friends, with our family, even with our partners. If you're married, you're intimate with your wife, meaning you are very close to them. You're intimate with them. So how about our relationship with God? Are we intimate with our relationship with God, or otherwise, are we far away from God? So that is the question that we need to reflect on. It's something worth reflecting on because we need to be closer to God every day. And in our devotional time, we also talk and we listen to God, meaning it's a two-way communication thing. So in communication, there is someone that needs to listen and someone that speaks, and vice versa. Otherwise, it's not communication. If you're just talking and then people are listening and not responding to you, it's not communication. So there should be someone who is listening while someone is speaking. So that is how communication works. And also in our devotional time is where we fill our buckets every day. What do we mean by that? So you wake up in the morning and then you go about your day. So you prepare, you eat your breakfast, take a bath, get your clothes on, and then go about your day. Now your phone has 100% battery. And then you go all throughout your day, your appointments, you meet people, you talk to people, and then you do your stuff. So at the end of the day, you probably have like 30 or 20% of your phone's battery. We cannot go about our day tomorrow if we have like 20 or 30% battery life on our phone, because we might be calling people, texting people, sending them a message. So what do? You charge your phone. Same way with God. In our devotional time, we fill our buckets in there. We fill our buckets in the presence of God, because every day as Christians, I believe that what we are doing is that we are sharing the love of God to other people. So you are taking something out from you, that love of God that you have experienced, you shared with other people. And human as we are, we get tired, we get drained, we get exhausted. That is why rest is very important. Filling our buckets every day in the presence of the Lord means we have to rest in the Lord. Okay? Resting in the Lord is very important for us Christians because we may handle different kinds of ministries, big or small. But we should never forget that we do this because we are devoted to champion the cause of Christ, to champion what God has tasked us to do. This is why we need to fill our buckets every day, because our ministry is just an overflow of our love for God. Also, Matthew 6:24 says, it tells us, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other. So we should choose and be devoted only to one master. So who is your master? Being devoted to God means you love Him, not you. Not yourself, not anyone else, but God. So our devotion to God must not be hindered by our feelings or circumstances or even bad hair days. It should not be hindered. It should go all in. So let's talk about being devoted to Christ. Number one, 3 points here. Number one, devoted people are all in. Devoted people are not wishy-washy people, meaning lacking determination or something. They're not even half-hearted. And when you are devoted, you give your all, 100%. Not 99.9, not 75, but 100%. And you are determined to finish whatever God has assigned you to do. No second thoughts, no retreat, no surrender. You know, when you are all in, you go all out. It doesn't matter what kind of circumstances that you're in, what kind of financial situation you're in, God calls us in a ministry in which we cannot do. So it's all living by faith. Remember when God sent the disciples to preach the gospel, they gave them authority. But His instruction was, don't bring anything, only a staff, no money, no extra provisions. And they went along. And then there came a time that they reported to Jesus. Kag ang natabo was 5,000 people followed them. And yet Jesus, filled with compassion, taught these people many things. And the disciples was like, you know, we should send these people back or let them go to the neighboring towns or the nearby towns so that they can buy their food. And then you know what? Jesus said them plainly, you give them something to eat. Try to imagine that. Just the 12 of you feeding 5,000 people with just 5 loaves. And 7 fishes. So it is impossible for us to do ministry if we depend on our own strength. It should have faith, meaning you should be all in. Our faith should be all in for God. Number two, devoted people are focused people. It means that you need focus, concentration, discipline, and intentionality. Our devotion time, our devotion, everything that we do, we should be intentional. Because we just don't do devotional because it's our obligation, because every 6 in the morning, it's your turn to pray. No, you do your devotional at 6 in the morning because you're intentional. You want to seek God. You want to rest in His presence. And I believe focused people get to where they want to go. Business people who are focused are successful because they know where to go. In our devotional time, the moment we spend time with God, in our devotional time, we download instructions from God. We download the Word of God. And number three, devoted people persevere. You persevere because you believe in what you're devoted to. Because we are devoted to God, we believe in Him. That's why we don't get weary and we don't stop halfway through the journey. It may take time, but if you push on and continue moving forward, you will get your destination eventually. Paul teaches us to run the race and never surrender, because at the end, we will have our prize, the crown of life. So Utod, I just want to encourage you to be devoted. Be committed in your devotion to Christ. You don't need to force yourself. Just be committed. It doesn't need to be fancy. It doesn't need to be special. But what God wants is that we should be devoted to Him. So on our next episode, we'll talk about 3 portraits of devoted people. We're going to talk about real stories from the Bible that illustrates what a devoted believer should be. So see you next time, and may God bless you.